He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And good morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. It is officially Sanford & Son Friday. It's December 2nd, 2016. I am here in the studio with the young gun, the son of a gun, Stephen Gunderson. Good morning, Stephen. Welcome to Sanford & Son Friday.
Good morning.
You know, I was shocked when we came into the office this morning. Bill wasn't at the helm, contrary to my regular commercials. He wasn't here, but he has a trail of evidence that he will be here soon.
Yes.
According to your text, he's on his way. So yes. He must have had some unusually late breakfast this morning. So it's Sanford & Son Friday. Tell us what's going on with the market this, Buenos Dias this morning? Dias, right?
Okay. Dias is day.
Oh, this day? Okay, yeah. Good day. All right, okay. Tell us.
So it's a little bit reverse of what we've had the past week or so. The Dow is down 25 points. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ and the S&P are both up a tiny bit. Nothing to get excited about.
That is a flip. That's a flip-flop.
Oil is up again, up to 51.21. Gold is up $7. And silver is up 17 cents.
17 whole cents.
17 cents.
So that gold.
Well, that's like 1%.
That silver I bought in 1982 is just coming back around to being even.
Yeah.
From 1982. I really did. I bought silver in 1982.
You still have it?
I do. Hey. Physical silver.
Nice.
And I've been below what I bought it for 3 decades.
Well, you're getting closer.
So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. It's Sanford & Son Friday. I'm here with the young gun, the son of a gun, the heir to the throne, the posterity of William. You are the bloodline, the posterity of William, and you are carrying on the Gunderson name here at Gunderson Capital Management, and where you will reign and rule for millennial. Coming up, well, you are a millennial for decades as a millennial that will grow into wisdom and stature as you continue to wax eloquent under the tutelage of your father. You wonder how I came up with all that, huh? That just came out of my brain. So tell me, as you've looked at the market this week and you've watched all of the amazing things that have happened with an all-time high a couple of different times, what do you think's causing that? Come on, now give me the wisdom.
The wisdom.
What do you think has caused the market to spike so dramatically since the election, especially this week?
Could it be the Trump phenomenon?
And what is that?
Well, it's been a lot of different areas of the market that we haven't seen doing well in a while that have started, I would say, blasting off, exploding.
Yeah, crazy.
And everything that was doing really well has all of a sudden gone into a complete nosedive, it seems like. All those high-flying tech stocks, such as the FANG stocks is what they call them, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. You don't want to be in those right now, it seems like.
What happened? What flipped it so much?
You know, I think they're afraid of possibly Trump's, immigration issues. Or, I mean, he had a public spat with the CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos. Yes. And I think that kind of hurt. That stock in particular.
So the ones that have kind of flattened out and done less stellar over the last couple of weeks, that's kind of understandable. But what do you think has sparked the ones that have all of a sudden started skyrocketing? What happened there? Why the confidence all of a sudden in the stocks that are high flyers all of a sudden?
Gosh, you know, infrastructure is one of the things, like all the stocks of trucking stocks and transportation stocks. They've done a little bit better.
Building materials.
Building materials, exactly. I think
energy.
That's one of his biggest things is he's going to rebuild everything with interest rates so low. So I think a lot of the traders are moving in that direction.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got a businessman in chief is what we have, finally. Right. Instead of just a commander in chief who really doesn't have much on his resume with regard to being in business and understanding business and having to function in the real world as a businessman, at least that's the one thing that Trump brings to the table. He has he's had to build businesses and deal with bureaucratic red tape. He's had to deal with local and state and federal governments. He's had to. He knows what it's like to navigate through the business world, and as a result, we're watching it as he assembles his cabinet. He's assembling his cabinet with folks that are the best people for the job,
yeah,
as opposed to the ones that are the most well connected.
I wish it was a little more of draining the swamp.
Yeah, me too.
Than it is.
Yeah, me too.
It doesn't seem like he's doing much
yes,
of that.
But at the same time...
but maybe he realizes maybe we can't get anything done if we completely drain the swamp.
Right. We
need
still
need connections.
A couple of alligators in there
unfortunately.
Still. Yeah, we do. But he does seem
us
to...
Us millennials, we like the idea of draining the swamp.
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, he's at least interviewing folks and talking to folks that seem to be the best qualified for the job.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. It seems like, you know, look at his picks for his cabinet so far. And the ones that are you're not liking them?
Yeah.
Yeah?
They're all right.
Okay.
Like I said, they're still mostly part of the swamp.
Some of them, yeah. Yeah, they are.
Most of them.
But at the same time, I'm kind of feeling optimistic about the direction that he's taking... the business world. I think that, well, you look at the carrier thing, just for an example. Now, I know that that was a photo op and that was a political statement and that was kind of getting him in the saddle and down the road before he was even inaugurated. So that was an opportunity to be public about what his plans are. But I've heard criticism from those that don't like the results of the election, saying, "Oh well, think of all the burden that the taxpayers are going to have to undergo to keep Carrier, you know, there." You know, and my response is, "Think of the burden that 1,100 families would have to have,
seriously,
you know, to keep those jobs."
And I think Indiana is already in a surplus, so. I don't know if it...
Well, yeah, I mean... So
maybe it'll hurt a little bit,
I heard it was going to cost him $7 million in tax incentives.
Yeah.
Well, holy moly, 1,100 jobs in the state of Indiana are going to produce and put back into that economy a lot more than $7 million over the long haul.
You would hope so, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, your dad was explaining it to me like this yesterday.
And at least it's something, right?
Right, right.
It's something.
Right. Yeah, it's a movement in the right direction.
Everyone was telling him, well, you can't do that.
Right, right. There's no way you can stop
him from
going to
Mexico.
So, I mean,
at least he did it.
Right, yeah, he did it.
It's something.
And I think he's going to do that stuff like that, stuff that you can't do or you're told in air quotes that you can't do. I think he's going to do some of that stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a 70-year-old man. He's not going to change his mind or be swayed by the opinions of...
He could be.
No, I don't think so. I think maybe he will be purpose of negotiation or appear that way. But I think in his heart of hearts, he's going to pretty much stay the bulldog that he is. That's just my opinion. I think he's going to stay that guy inside. You're not going to change a guy who's been on this earth for 7 decades and grown up in America and experienced American tradition. I think you're going to see a difference in values, a difference in direction that we haven't seen, unfortunately, in the better part of a decade. Your dad was explaining it to me like this yesterday.
Okay.
We were during a break on the show, and he said, you know, the left wants to take a guy who makes $100,000 a year, tax him, say, $20,000, and give him $80,000, And then to increase revenue for the government, they want to tax him another 10 grand the following year and give him 70 grand. Well, Trump, his idea is, well, let's help that guy make 200 grand and keep him at 20,000. So instead of the government collecting $30,000 by taxing the guy more and giving the guy less, let's have him make more money. And instead of getting $30,000 in revenue, you can tax him the same and get $40,000 in revenue because he's doubled his income. So you put the money in the hands of the people, and that causes the economy to thrive. And that's going all the way back to Reaganomics, way before you were born, back when I was buying silver. Hey, this is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We've got a really cool story to tell you about in the second quarter. Come right on back. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. You're listening to Sanford & Son Friday. It is the end of the week. Bill is diligently working on the newsletter. He has sequestered himself now in his not-so-secret bunker as he's typing away, fire flying from his fingertips, as Charlie Daniels would say. And he's... You don't even know what I'm referencing, do you?
The devil went down to Georgia.
Oh, you do, I can't believe that. That's pretty impressive. That must just be from watching Sean Hannity.
I don't watch Sean Hannity.
Okay. You're listening to Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We're filling in for Bill. And we were talking during the break about the big three gun stocks and how the big three gun stocks are down considerably since the election.
Yep.
And why is that?
Well, I guess people aren't afraid of getting their guns taken away anymore.
That's right. That's right. All of a sudden, the second...
I mean, it was record sales for how long? Goodness. Over a year, it seemed like.
You know, I was listening to Varney this morning on Fox Business, and he said what I've always said. He said that Obama has been the greatest gun salesman.
Yeah, he really has.
And Hillary, too, in the history of the United States. More guns have been sold and related supplies and ammunition during the administration of Obama than at any other time. Now, here's what they were saying. Even though all the gun stocks are down in the last couple of weeks, they're down significantly because all of a sudden it's not going to be scary to own a gun anymore. Background checks were up 14% in November over a year ago, certainly questioning what was going to happen with the election. And in October, they were up 10% over last year. So we're talking millions and millions and millions of buyers for firearms. Just under the possibility that there would be a President Hillary.
Well, I did hear that they're still having huge sales for Christmas.
Oh, absolutely.
There's, even after Trump won.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But and, I wonder if people are just like,
Yeah, but it's not nearly as scary as it could have been.
No, yeah, you're
under
right.
Under a President Hillary who vowed to do her best to quash gun sales in the United States, which... I'm not too happy about. Anyway, I'm going to tell a story here. Okay,
well, you should be happy because it didn't happen.
Well, I wouldn't be too happy about it. That's what I meant to say. Okay, now I'm going to tell you a little story here. We've had an interesting couple of days around the Sanford family. Now you're going to ask yourself, and I know we were talking a little bit during the break. You're going to ask yourself, what in the world?
Why are you telling this story?
Does this have to do with the stock market?
I don't know the story.
You got to stay with me.
An idea.
You got to stay with me here, okay? Because this ties directly to the stock market, people's portfolios.
Okay.
Bill Gunderson.
I think I know where you're going.
Gunderson
eventually.
Capital Management. Yeah, I'm telling you, it ties directly.
Okay.
So my wife grew up in Ohio. She is a Midwesterner, and I grew up in Southern California. So we're about as an opposite ends of the spectrum as you can imagine when it comes to childhood experiences. However, I'm an outdoorsman. I like the outdoors. I like camping. I like fishing and guns and hiking around and getting dirty and stuff like that. Okay? So somehow the stars aligned to where we were able to marry and have kids, and we're growing our kids in a manner of being kind of urban rednecks. Okay.
I see that.
You know, I mean, kind of. We've got a black lab. We've got a garden. We've got chickens in our backyard. Okay, so we, even though we live in San Diego, one of the biggest cities in California, we have this kind of little urban...
And you live right by the beach.
Right. We live right by the beach, but we have chickens. All right. So we're trying to have the best of both worlds. So nevertheless, we end up with a sick chicken. A chicken that has tried to pass an egg, and as a result, and I've studied this. I've studied this very extensively on Google and YouTube.
Nice.
Has a protracted vent. Okay. Now, for you folks that don't have chickens, you're going to wonder, what in the world is that? It's kind of like when the chicken's egg machine ends up outside the chicken instead of just the egg. It just kind of inverts and comes out. Okay. So I've done my best over the last couple of weeks or couple of days, along with my kids, along with my wife, to perform chicken husbandry and veterinarianism and farm medical school, to the point to where we spent like $60 on supplies on this chicken that cost like $10.
You could have just gone to a vet too.
Well, no.
Okay,
but then
right.
The kids don't have the experience.
Okay.
They don't
You're
learn.
Teaching.
We're teaching. We're trying to learn how to take care of our farm animals in our little urban farm. Point being this, I would have had no idea how to save this chicken's life had I not done some research. Had I not gone on YouTube and watched about 10 different chicken fixer-upper videos, okay, had I not gone on Google and become a Google veterinarian and learned everything that I could possibly learn about, and I still don't know if I'm going to get it right. I still don't know if this chicken's going to pull through. We had a chicken sleeping in our bedroom last night in a crate.
What?
In shavings, so that we could separate her from the rest of the chickens and make sure that she was calm and quiet and warm. So she's
Oh, man.
Okay. Now, I'm telling you, it would have been easier
to take it to a vet.
To take it to a vet. Not do it myself. And I could have probably been guaranteed of a better outcome.
Yeah.
Had I gone to an expert.
Yeah.
All right. You see where I'm going?
Poor chicken.
Do you see where I'm going? Yeah, poor chicken. As I put medicine on my chicken.
I see where you're going.
With rubber gloves and it was not a pretty sight in our kitchen.
Sometimes using a professional is just the best, easiest thing to do.
Okay. All right. So there you go. So if you're trying.
And might save you money.
It might save you money and a mess and questionable outcome. All right. So if you don't want.
And it still teaches your kids a lesson.
It does. I know.
Hire someone who knows what they're doing.
An expert. So
I don't know what I'm doing.
That's right. So while I became a Google veterinarian, while I became the guy who is doing my best to take care of my chicken on my own through watching YouTube videos. I could have probably paid the same $60 that I spent at Petco on medicines and bandages that didn't work. You should have seen me trying to put a rear end bandage on a chicken last night with my wife holding it.
Oh, man.
Okay. So hire a guy like Bill, doggone it, to take care of your portfolio, and you won't end up with feathers and chicken poo.
Chicken sleeping in your room.
And you won't have a chicken in your room, and you won't end up with a mess in your house, in your financial house, if you just hire a professional. Now, the question is the chicken going to live or not? We don't know. So a lot of folks are wondering, is my portfolio going to live or not? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it going to get killed? Have I killed it? Have I killed it because I've given it the wrong medicine? Have I killed it because I've tried to take care of it myself?
If you've done nothing since the election with your portfolio, then chances are...
You're killing your chicken.
It's not doing what it was doing before.
I'm going to tell a follow-up on that in the next segment about a guy who just about killed his financial chicken. And then came back to the veterinarian, Bill Gunderson. Okay. Hey, this is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. You're listening to The Best Docs Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in beautiful Carlsbad, California, North San Diego County. We are here in beautiful Southern California, where it will probably just touch 70 degrees today. I'm sorry, you folks out in Minnesota.
I saw a guy this morning walking into the building in a huge oversized coat with a scarf and a beanie, and he was shivering coming into the office.
Because this morning it was probably
It was like 62 degrees. I was in my t-shirt. I was like, what's wrong with you, man?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I know. We live
in
the most spectacularly blessed place on earth when it comes to weather.
It's hilarious. Anytime it drops under 70, people are shivering with their sweatshirts. And, oh, my gosh.
Hey, you're listening to Stephen Gunderson and me, Rob Sanford. We're filling in for Bill. It's Sanford and Son Friday. And if you're just joining us, we told an interesting story. Well, I thought it was interesting anyway in the last quarter about...
I didn't.
No. Come on now. I tied it in. It's about being a Google veterinarian. It's about learning your craft on your own as I cared for a sick chicken in my kitchen based on the information that I gleaned from YouTube and Google. And our family became a chicken hospital over the last couple of days. Now, you had an interesting comment during the break.
I did, didn't I?
On how how folks can avoid the mess of being their own veterinarian, having a chicken hospital.
Take it one step further.
Don't have a financial chicken hospital in your financial world. Don't mess up your portfolio by having a chicken sleep in your house. What's your spin on it?
So I was saying, if you don't, or if you do want to be that guy,
if you want to be Rob
and tend to the sick chicken instead of taking it to the vet and having someone professionally do it for you, you don't have to worry about it. The chicken just comes back to you alive and
it's all healthy.
All
patched up.
Or you can do yourself your own job, and maybe it's a hack job. Maybe you do a great job. You
know? It's a hack job.
But if you are that guy and you are trying to manage your portfolio, financials, there's a couple tools out there that...
Better than YouTube and Google? Yes. Yeah.
Probably.
Well, no, we're on YouTube. There is a Bill Gunderson YouTube channel.
Yeah, you can watch this show on YouTube.
You can watch this exact show and go back and listen to Chicken Husbandry.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, go ahead.
Anyways, I think the best tool for it is the Best Stocks Now app, which Bill created. And it's basically, he created this huge spreadsheet years ago, tens of years ago, I would say. And he just one at a time put one stock in, all of his information. And eventually that grew into a spreadsheet with 4,800 stocks and about 5,000 rows and columns. And he was like, dang, I got to get this to the public.
I got to get it to the public.
Yeah.
Everybody's
basically, it was
this.
All of his crazy information on his spreadsheet. And he had a way of ranking the stocks every day so he knew which ones to pay more attention to, possibly invest in, see what sectors are doing well now.
Based on what parameters?
Based on, he had a combination of value, momentum, and a safety grade for a stock. So say the stock is underpriced, and let's say it's moving in the right direction. It's not in a downswing. It's going up. And his safety grade was, I mean, he kind of created this after 2008. He checked on each stock and how it did that year, and that kind of gave him a grade of, well, is it a safe stock if the market just goes to heck, you know? So he combined all those. And every day it re-ranks itself and spits out the top. Well, I mean, just ranks every stock he has in his database, 1 through 4,800.
So if you're absolutely convinced that you've got to do this yourself.
Yes.
If you want to bandage your chicken in your kitchen, and if you want to take care of your own financial world and make your own mess,
you
at least have a better tool than I did in learning how to be a chicken veterinarian.
Yeah.
You can become a financial, somewhat effective person by going to... BestStocksNowApp.com, right?
Yes. Or if you have a smartphone, just go to your app store and type in Best Stocks Now.
Best Stocks Now. And it just pops right up.
Yeah.
And it was ranked pretty high this week, wasn't it?
Yes, it was like number 8 in the financial
in like the whole
sector.
World. Okay. All right, very good. All right, so Best Stocks but, Now app, that's one of the resources.
Yeah. Okay. I mean personally it's my favorite one cuz I'm a millennial. I like the techie stuff,
yeah, right?
You know? But it's nice cuz it's at your fingertips whenever you want it. And I think the ranking system helps tremendously. You'll see the difference. If you look at the number one ranked stock just on a chart at Yahoo Finance or whatever, and then you scroll down, you look at the number like 600 ranked, even out of 4,800, you'll notice a difference. You'll be like, whoa, this thing's pretty spot on, or it tells me where I want to avoid at least.
So if you are trying to manage your own brokerage account or your own IRA or your own 401k and you're trying to pick some stuff and know what to do or at least how to bandage your financial chicken, you're going to be able to do it at least with some solid information.
Yeah, and if you have someone already, you already have your vet.
Right.
But you want to make sure that he didn't hurt your chicken. You can check up on him.
People just listening to this corner are like, what the heck are they talking about?
Chickens,
you got to go
stocks.
Back and listen to the last quarter.
But you can check up on how he's doing with your portfolio and just type in the symbols that you got there, and you can see how they're performing yourself.
So that's a really good resource.
Yeah, I love it.
It really is.
It's great. And then also we have the newsletter.
Okay.
That's a weekly thing.
That's once a week, which Bill's working on right now.
Yeah. The app is more of a daily thing, which is nice because you can check it up every day and whatnot. But the newsletter is every weekend, and I also really like that. But my favorite part of the newsletter is the first, like, two pages.
I agree.
Where he has a story, and he has the main market outlook, and what's going on, and it's so easy to understand, and you can relate it to everyone. And
I agree.
I just love that portion of the newsletter the best. It's all good, but that's my favorite. If you had to read any part of the newsletter, first couple pages are where it's at.
His commentary, what's going on, what has gone on the previous week, what's going to come on, or what's going to happen in the next week. So you've got now.
Yeah, and that commentary is?
Is what?
Free.
Oh, it is free.
Hey.
That's right.
It's free. This show.
Yeah, this is the best hour in radio or your money back. If you're listening to this right now, it's free, or we'll give you your money back. Now, so you've got the Best Stocks Now app.
Yeah.
That's at beststocksnowapp.com or on your smartphone.
Yes.
And then you have the newsletter. How does somebody subscribe to the newsletter? And I know that there are folks that listen to this radio show daily that are like, you got to be kidding me. They're going to tell people how to subscribe to the newsletter again?
Well,
there's people that are driving along that have never heard this show before, and they want to get the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And frankly, and I say this all the time, you got to be a knucklehead not to get a free newsletter about something that's going to dramatically affect or give you information on your financial world.
Yeah, I mean, you're listening to this show, so obviously you're interested somewhat in the stock market. And
right. Yeah, you're not interested
everyone
in
who listens should sign up for it because, I mean, worst case, you just throw it away.
Right.
But best case, you learn a little bit and you know a little bit more than the person next to you, maybe.
That's right. So you're at least going to be a little bit more conversational with your own broker or financial manager or money manager. You'll have a little bit of insight as to what he or she might be doing with your money.
Right.
So how do they get that?
GundersonCapital.com.
Okay. So that's easy.
Yeah.
GundersonCapital.com.
And then I always just tell people, just go, once you get there, what do I do? There's so much going on here. Top right corner, click contact us. Bam, that's it.
Fill out
your name and email address. We do not mail the newsletter.
People think that.
We don't mail it. It's like 75 pages.
That's right.
We email it. It's so much easier. You get it the second Bill releases it. And you can print it out if you want.
Now, you got to give us your info, too. Give us the correct email address, the correct city.
If you don't give us the correct email address, then you're not getting it, basically.
No, you got to do that. And give us a phone number, because sometimes there's a glitch on our end, and if we can see that you're not getting it, we're going to call you.
You might type in the email address wrong, or I might type in the email address wrong.
Oh, no. He definitely makes mistakes when
and
it comes to typing.
And then you don't get it, and we check up with you after 2 weeks just to make sure you are getting it and that. You know,
that everyone's fine. Sometimes it'll end up in a spam filter.
Yeah. Google has a Gmail has a new weird thing where it goes to the promotions folder, which no one can find.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't go to their inbox anymore. It goes to a promotions folder.
All right.
Which is a folder of the other folder. And it's really confusing.
All right. So we'll call and make sure you're getting it all right. And then, shoot, you'll be a smart chicken vet.
But it's free.
Doggone it.
GundersonCapital.com.
That's great. Great information. Hey, when we get back in the fourth quarter, we have yet one more thing to talk about. I know. It's unbelievable. You're listening to the Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson portion of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's Sanford and Son Friday. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the final segment. I know, it's the final segment. There is sorrow all over the country right now. You only have a few minutes left. It's Sanford and Son Friday on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're filling in for Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. I'm here with Stephen Gunderson, and I am Rob Sanford, and we have the helm right now. Well, I guess we don't really have the helm. We're kind
of
in the engine
room. We
have
the helm of the radio show.
We're in the engine room right now. Well, Bill is still at the helm. He's in there buying, selling, trading. He is in the public bunker right now, but he's writing the newsletter and managing the affairs of folks' portfolios as a professional money manager at Gunderson Capital Management. There are hundreds of people all over the country who have entrusted their 401ks, their IRAs, their brokerage account, their savings account, their retirement money. There's all these people all over the country, and we're talking coast to coast, north to south, east to west, that entrust Bill with their financial future and with their financial security, with their retirement, with what they will live on in their retirement as they get older. Or perhaps they're already retired. And that is an honor for Bill.
Yes.
It is an honor. He is he is humble and considers that a solemn and sacred obligation to ethically and professionally manage their money. Now, in the last quarter, you eloquently explained about the app and about the newsletter. And about something else. What did we talk about? Oh, in the radio show.
Yeah.
We got the daily. So we have the daily radio show and the daily app, kind of ranking stocks and ranking financial sectors and opportunities. And then we have the weekly recap and then forecast in the Best Stocks Now newsletter, which, again, I'm going to use my knucklehead word. You got to be a knucklehead not to get a free newsletter from Bill. So if you haven't signed up for it, you need to go to GundersonCapital.com and sign up for the Best Stocks Now newsletter. Really, I mean, you're crazy not to get it. It's free. Okay.
And or you can call us.
You can call us. What's the number?
855-611-BEST.
That's right. And most people aren't going to remember that because they're driving, they're stuck in traffic.
Yeah, I feel like the easiest thing to do is just go to GundersonCapital.com.
Right.
Click contact us. That's all you got to remember.
That's it. That's all you got to remember. Or just Google Bill Gunderson. When you get home, if you remember, oh, you know, I was listening to that radio show of those two idiots that were talking about Bill Gunderson. Don't pay any attention to us. Just Google Bill Gunderson and get in touch with him.
Yeah.
And that's the last thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
Is getting in touch with him.
Okay.
Okay. He has a few spots during the week that he kind of sets aside in the afternoons, usually Monday through Thursday. That he sets aside in the afternoon after the market closes here on, it's in the late afternoon here on the West Coast, where he can call and visit with some folks. And I am going to try and set that up for a few more people than we have been lately. He calls folks and visits with them personally. There is no charge for it. If you have a 401k or an IRA or a 401k that's about to get rolled over into an IRA. Maybe you're getting close to that age where you're going to roll over your 401k. Or you have a brokerage account that's being managed by one of the mega big box supercomputer warehouse brokerage firms that we always, hey, I got that all right that time.
Yeah.
You have one of those kind of guys, you know, or maybe you have a small brokerage account, just a savings account. Maybe you inherited $100,000 from Aunt Esther that you don't know what to do with. It's stuck in your mattress. Well, he will talk with you on the phone, go through your personal situation, and give you some advice. And I tell him he should charge for that, but he won't. So it might be a great opportunity for you to visit with the master himself when it comes to financial planning and get his opinion. Now, is his opinion always what people want to hear, Stephen?
It's usually never what people want to hear. I'm sure they would like to hear, hey, you're doing great.
Yeah.
Just keep doing it.
I know.
You're making money.
He typically gives folks some tough medicine.
It's like when you go to the doctor, and they're always going to tell you something's wrong with you.
That's right. What did they tell you? What was wrong with you? Eat too many French fries?
Yeah.
That's what he said. Said, hey, man.
Cut back on the fries.
You're in great.
That's hard. I mean, that's the best thing I could possibly eat. Man, I love fries.
Yeah, French fries.
They're so good.
So our diet now is to order one order of French fries between us and Cheryl.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Yeah. Okay, so if you want some financial advice from Bill, that's kind of the final way to do it. You can call us. You can call Stephen at 855-611-BEST. You can call Lisa, who will generally answer the phone. You can call me. What I'd like you to do, if you really want Bill to go through your individual portfolio and spend a few minutes on the phone with you, I'd like you to email me personally, and I'll set it up, because I'm the guy that kind of sets things up like that with Bill. So rob@gundersoncapital.com. That's your last way to get in touch with us.
Yeah.
Really, it's better off to call us. But if you want to just shoot me an email, rob@gundersoncapital.com, and I will set up a private phone call between you and Bill. How about that?
Wow, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
You can fax over your statement from your existing firm.
Yeah.
You can just, you don't have to.
Yeah, it gives Bill a little bit of an idea of what to expect going into the call.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
You can study it a little bit before he calls you back.
Yeah, and tell you that it's terrible. You know,
so he doesn't waste your time.
You know,
your time is precious too.
We had a guy that signed up with us, oh, I guess it's a couple of years ago, and then decided that he was going to be his own veterinarian. If you go back to the second quarter, he decided he was going to be his own chicken doctor and take care of his chickens on his own, and didn't go to Bill, the financial veterinarian.
Well, he did at first. But
He did, and then decided, you know, I think I can do this myself.
Yeah.
And he ended up losing like
A lot.
We don't even want to say the number.
Yeah.
But it was well into seven figures and that he lost trying to do it himself, trying to bandage his own sick chicken. And he called us very humbly not long ago and said, you know, I think I probably ought to have Bill do this for me.
You
know. So there are a lot of folks like that. There are a lot of folks that maybe think that they're doing okay, or maybe think that maybe they should stay in bonds, or that they should stay in certain sectors or segments because their broker has told them to stay the course.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a good time to talk to Bill, the financial veterinarian.
Yep.
Hey, tell folks how they can reach us.
GundersonCapital.com. Contact us, or 855-611-BEST.
You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson in for Bill. We'll talk to you next week.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.